What's Scaredy Cast?
Welcome to Scaredy Cast. Holy buckets.
Did you say holy buckets?
Dude, we got an episode for you. Oh my goodness gracious.
Wow.
Get ready. But first, let's thank our new patron.
Ooh.
Who is it?
Zach Brady.
Yo. Yay.
Thank you so much for being a patron.
Hell yeah. Thank you.
We just recorded some iffy Monday mornings for you to go enjoy. But if you guys would like to be like Zach, which is super cool, awesome, supporting your favorite podcast, which is Scaredy Cast, you can go to patreon.com/scaredycast. There's different tiers. There's lots of giveaways. You get little BFF bracelets. You get stickers. You get merch. And you get exclusive extra content
with us. Which we are posting all the time. Whatever we do, we always get B-roll and extra vlog-like stuff.
Vlog.
So if you guys want extra content, it's there.
And by just supporting us, you help us afford this beautiful studio that we record in every week and get to send us out on adventures like the ghost hunting we just did last weekend.
Which, super stoked for that. It was really fun.
May, I think.
Yeah, shout out to Woodenhead Collective.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so just a couple more weeks. Good.
We also have a very special announcement of another Patreon.
Patron.
We do? Our current Patreon member.
We do.
Thick Boy Derp. Have baby girl today.
Yo!
Congratulations.
Dude, awesome.
That is amazing.
That's awesome.
Adding to the Scaredy fam.
We were all following along because
she better be a patron. Just kidding.
This was like almost a 2-day ordeal in Discord.
Oh, wow.
We're all
2 days of labor.
I know.
Oh my God.
We were all sitting there waiting for it to drop. And finally today.
Plop.
Plop. New baby.
Wow. Sweet.
Yeah. Don't say plop.
Yo. Ting. Well, you've seen Orca. You saw what it looks like.
Like, did you guys have to watch that movie in biology where they like showed an actual birth? Like a woman giving birth?
No, because I went to a private high school and they were afraid of vaginas.
As they should be.
So, damn.
Vaginas are gross. Stay away from them.
Oh my God. Well, I mean, basically. I mean, you got it. It's basically That's basically Christian high school.
And before we get underway with the rest of our news and episode, we have to let everybody know that on Saturday, May 4th, Evil Izzy's Haunted Emporium is opening up.
Ooh. May the 4th be with you.
May the 4th be with us, because we're going to be there. Hanging out all day long at the grand opening.
Super excited. And they're having an awesome plushie giveaway.
Dude,
if you can beat Brian to it, because he's already in love.
It's a massive plague doctor, like squishmallow looking thing. And it's
huge.
Just so cool and cute. And it looks great. I want it.
So all you have to do is you make a single purchase on that day, hang out with Scaredy Cast, obviously, and then the winner will be drawn, and it's a $250 value. That's crazy.
$275.
Oh, almost $275.
Yeah, this thing is huge, too. It's so good.
Huge plague doctor's plushie thing.
It looks so soft and squishy, like that you could just like...
I love squishmallows, so that's going to go perfect on the old...
maybe you can't win it because Brian's going to steal it.
Yeah, you have to fight Brian.
Maybe you could get like a, if they have like a smaller version.
Okay.
That's not $275 to buy.
Yeah, that's true.
What are we starting with first thing?
Man, I don't know. Where to start? We have
stories. We got news updates.
We have so many movies.
Movies out the butt.
Yeah.
You got any cryptid stories or anything?
I think I have an update on one.
We did talk about a Bigfoot story a while back where this guy, he was brought to a place by his, remember he was brought to a place
the
by
noodling.
His-
Noodling. The canoodler?
The one that like he was trying to like say that he chased him and like put him over the cliff and stuff?
No.
Oh, which one?
Yeah.
You guys looking at me like this?
I'm racking my brain.
Go to the news story. It was the guy that he thought that his friend was going to feed him to Bigfoot.
Right.
So he fought and murdered his friend.
They were noodling. You remember the keep your fist out of fish?
I must not have been here.
Yeah.
We made stickers.
I don't think I was here for that.
Yeah, you were a fist out of fish.
Because I probably said that, actually.
Remember the noodlers? It was like, the guy was noodling, and we were like, nope, no noodling here. There it is. Yeah.
And he killed his friend.
Because he's like, you're trying to bring me out here and feed me to Bigfoot. So he drowned his friend.
How insane do you have to be?
Well, we have an update.
If you guys didn't know the original story, now you know the original story.
More than we do. We don't even remember.
I do.
You know what?
Y'all are crazy.
No, you didn't remember.
Yeah.
That's why we're staring at Tony. We were like, what's happening? This is why we tell people that don't know about Scaredy Cast. We're like, don't come here for...
For what? Quality?
Well researched.
Oh, yeah. No.
We can't even remember what we talked about. I can't remember what...
Listen, there's two...
I said 2 minutes ago.
Over 200 episodes, all right? We can't remember everything.
Here we go. Fisherman, Oklahoma fisherman, who thought his friend was trying to feed him to Bigfoot... And then he killed that friend, has been officially convicted. Guilty of murder.
It's not even manslaughter.
Yeah.
Second degree.
April 17th.
Premeditated.
Apparently the guy that, he killed was strangled to death.
Murder.
And he apparently said he acted in self-defense. Obviously didn't work out. He testified that he had seen three Sasquatch-looking figures by the river.
How many drugs was this man on?
Dude,
he had to
be
on meth or some shit.
The guy that was convicted said he believed his friend was trying to kill him and send his body down the river as a sacrifice to Bigfoot.
Okay, do you think he actually wanted to kill him and then was like, I'm going to come up with the craziest story to try to get out of this by like insanity?
Well,
it's not a bad.
Let me tell you this.
Strategy, except it didn't
he
work
says,
out.
He says,
if that was his strategy.
The paper reported that a forensic psychiatrist testified Sanders was suffering from a methamphetamine induced psychosis.
There it is.
And believed he was defending himself.
It always comes back to meth.
He killed his friend in a fight. He put him in a chokehold and.
Damn, dude.
Didn't
let go.
And you cannot. Meth strength? I've seen videos of meth heads like on a bike with a whole. A literal
like a fridge
on their shoulder bike, not a like motorcycle bike.
There's a reason why they gave different countries gave drugs to soldiers.
Do you guys? Because
they become machines, man.
Do you guys know Lavelle Crawford, the comedian? Nope. He was on Breaking Bad. He's so funny. He's one of my favorite comedians, but he has. This skit and it like kind of comes back to meth or whatever because someone's like trying to kick like their drug habit. And he's like, do you remember when you fell, when you jumped off that 2-story building and broke all the bones in your ankles? Who was there for you? And he's like, you were meth. It's like saying all this stuff. He's like, do you remember when that Rottweiler had you by the throat and you still was running from the cops? And it's like, who was there for you? It's like, you were meth.
Remember whenever your friend tried to take you fist fishing and you found out he was really trying to feed you to Bigfoot? Who was there for you?
You were meth.
Damn.
Okay, if you don't know Lavelle Crawford, I highly recommend looking him up. He's so funny. Anyways. So he got second degree? I would guess because it's not premeditated.
I don't know. I just said convicted of murder. But it's official now. Like, it's done. Mm-hmm. On April 17th, it's done. So that's crazy, man. Almost, April, June? So like a whole year.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So.
We're making jokes about this, but imagine getting murdered by like one of your best friends, like thinking, and like, it's not even like, oh, like something really crazy goes down or something. Like they're trying to stab you and it truly is like self-defense or like whatever.
Right.
It's like, he's like, you're going to feed me to Bigfoot. Like you can't, you can't have
here's
a conversation.
Thing. What
of
if?
Like, no, I'm not.
What if he literally just like walked? So the guy was noodling, right? He's fingering the river. And the guy comes up.
Finger the river.
And he just walks up to him and just grabs him by the throat. Maybe he didn't even tell him. He just, maybe he told the police, oh yeah, he was going to feed me to Bigfoot. Maybe he didn't even tell the guy. But
probably not.
He just choked him out and then, I don't
know. Other guy, you know what?
Or maybe he's telling the truth.
He really was. Dang.
Look. Anything can happen when you're on
meth.
So
it's true.
Yeah,
I've seen it firsthand.
Mm-hmm. All right, then. Do we have any spooky listener stories?
We do.
Spooky
Oh my gosh, please send more. If you have stories, please, 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 please. Send them to us. Send them to us and we'll read them on the air.
Do we want both of them or we want to break them up?
One episode and one next week.
Awesome. All right. So we will start with Horror Archaeologist on TikTok, who is awesome. If you guys don't know who they are, they follow Scaredy Cast. We're all friends.
Thank you for sending that story.
Oh, this is a long one. So, so they hit the bar on base in Norfolk, Virginia.
What did you say?
Norfolk.
Wow.
Norfolk.
Yeah, this is starting off great.
It's like Appalachian.
It's at the naval station and was surprised to see someone I recognized from my ship. He was a boatswain's, I'm not going to get through this. He was a boatswain's mate and had been in the Navy for about 20 years. He's what we referred to as an old salt. Mm. I tried to get him to talk, but he and I weren't friends and he was just focused on his drink. I was about to give up when I blurted out I was homesick and miss California. He casually said, I'll never go home. Mm. I just looked at him and he stared at his drink. Then he started cussing in a whisper.
Whoa.
He was quiet for a few minutes and then he told me his story. He said he was a mechanic in Maine. I can't remember what town. He had just walked through his girlfriend's home and was walking a trail through a forest towards his house. He said the moon was bright, but not full. Suddenly, he heard a grunt growl and some kind of movement. He looked through the trees and in the moonlight, he saw what he thought was a big dog or a wolf violently shaking something with its mouth. Oh. He thought it may have been a deer, but he said there was something off about the dog slash wolf. He thought it was too big. He was about 100 feet away, but then it froze, turned its nose up and its head whipped around and stared right at him. Its eyes were illuminated by the moon. This is scary as hell. I'm getting scared. Horror archaeologist, why are you doing this to us?
I love it.
He said he thought he was going to pass out. He was sure this thing would kill him, but the creature stood up on two legs, tossed the body it was eating over its shoulder and ran away into the forest. In the quick flash he saw, he began to doubt the body was a deer. He thought it could have been human. He said he ran all the way home, stopping only a few times to catch his breath. Afterwards, he tried to forget about it, but one night he was having trouble sleeping. He got up to get a glass of water, and when he returned, oh my God, this is giving me chills. When he returned to his bedroom, he caught something glowing out his window. He walked closer to the window and saw those same eyes illuminated by the moon. I'm literally getting goosebumps right now. Peering out from the woods on the edge of his backyard. He didn't sleep at all that night and the next morning enlisted in the Navy. He's like, get me the hell away from here. What a recruitment. This is ends up being
like a
Navy recruitment. The werewolf recruiting people.
What if the recruiter just dresses up to scare people into joining the Navy?
He's like, you better get out of this town.
Ooh, accelerate your life.
So he says it was quite a story, but two things he remembers most were that he trembled the entire time he told the story and he had tears in his eyes when he finished. Yo, he's like traumatized. He told me he was retiring soon and that he bought some land in southern New Mexico surrounded by open desert. Okay, so you're just going from one thing to another. he didn't want a tree around. He said he only felt safe when he could see far away and know nothing was coming for him except for jabronis out there.
Oh my
God. Granted, he was drunk and he could have just been pranking me, but he was so emotional when he told it and he never brought it up again. That sounds...
Dude.
That's also insane.
Something about having a tail spun to you by an old salty dog.
I thought you were saying like tail, like T-A-I-L.
No, like... like where's this you got going? If you're sitting at a bar and you got this old
Quint from Jaws.
They call him an old salt. Like how
he's
cool
like staring
is that?
At his drink. He said like
he's like swishing and he's like.
This would be this would be a great short film.
That's what I'm saying. This is awesome.
This reminds me.
What a dope story.
I have a story that happened to me.
Oh my God.
Last night.
This better be
When you're in your drunken high state or
yes.
After that.
How are you going to follow up that story?
Get ready.
I'm ready.
As Kelsey said, I was having a couple drinks, having some good times, playing some video games with my friend. His name is Demolish.
Okay? Sick.
That's what we call him.
Pretty cool name.
Demolish lives up in Washington. Ooh, out
scary.
In the middle of nowhere.
Demolish.
He owns acres of land out there.
Is that French?
Shut the fuck up and listen to this story.
Stop interrupting him.
comments are going to come for your ass.
They're going to come for my ass? Pay, you have to pay for that. I have an OnlyFans. River. I don't. Sorry, go ahead.
I'm listening, Tony.
Dude, what happened, Tony?
We're playing the game, and his cousin or somebody, like they all live in trailers on this land. His brother and some cousins and their wives and stuff. They have like a little, you know, they're just out there on the land.
Okay.
We're playing. I hear his cousin or somebody come in and be like, hey, there's people screaming on the edge of your property.
Stop.
And he's like, what?
Ay, ay, ay.
He's like, they're screaming on the edge of your property. He's like, hold on, I'll be back. I'm like, all right, man,
he's be all careful. Casual.
Yeah.
I'll be right back. Hold on.
About 20 minutes goes by.
Damn.
He comes back. He's like, there's nobody there.
Stop. Oh,
okay. Okay.
That's and all right. It's just like, listen.
Jabronis.
He's on the middle of nowhere. Okay.
Washington?
Washington.
Oh, fuck.
Washington State.
That's, yeah.
Okay.
You think jabronis?
That's what I told him. I'm like, dude, that sounds know. Like.
Maybe like it's he's not demolishing more. He's like, nothing was out there.
Well, see, he's not the fact that it's Washington more. Leads me to believe it's more Wendigo-y.
About half an hour goes by.
Yeah.
I hear it on my headphones.
No! Well,
so it's even closer.
Listen, no. It's not that. We both, well, obviously he hears because he's there, but even I hear it through my headphones. Fucking helicopters start flying over his trailers and around the woods.
Oh my God.
Something escaped.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Maybe it was like some crazy person that just escaped the asylum.
Like, I was like, are you packing? He's like, I got it in my safe. I'm like, get the fuck out of that safe.
You better
you ain't safe if it's in the safe.
Wow.
Better get that out.
Did he like ever hear about it? Like, or
all I know is after that, we won 4 Fortnite games in a row.
Oh, snap, dude.
All you need are some jabronis.
Victory Royale. Damn. You're so cool,
got
Tony.
Got that turkey. Anyways.
But
we're just like, how pissed do you think all these people are that they're losing to guys like us right now? I'm probably like pretty pissed.
I think.
Just a couple old drunk assholes.
Dude. You know what? Show them how it's done.
We did show how it's done, dude.
You know?
That's awesome.
These are amazing stories.
Yeah.
I agree with you, Brian. Like, you always love listener stories. Like, these are incredible. But that, Tony, that's so scary.
Yeah.
And the fact that he was like, no, it's in my safe. He was like, sure.
Yeah.
You have something crazy going on your property.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
And the fact that he heard it, or and like the fact his that cousin heard it.
Helicopter showed up.
Like, almost immediately.
Logically,
too.
I'm like, yeah, it's probably coyotes or like mountain lions or some shit out there. He's like, yeah, probably. I'm like, but it might also be skinwalkers or wendigos.
Well, here's the thing. Did he say it was exactly like human screaming?
They didn't really say exactly.
Because screaming. If it was just like, oh, there's definitely just like a person yelling.
But the helicopter, though. I mean, someone could have been murdered.
True.
Someone could have escaped something.
But also,
could be stronies. I mean,
people have said that a Bigfoot even can scream like a woman, like a lord. I don't know, man. That's pretty scary. And the fact that it's in Washington already makes it extra scary. But holy freaking crap, both those stories. Amazing.
Yeah, seriously, both of those were really scary.
And scary. But also, thank you so much for sending in the stories. And like I said, if you want to send them in, DM through Instagram?
Slide probably in those DMs.
So if you have an Instagram or if TikTok. They don't have an Instagram, TikTok works too, whatever. And we would love to read them. Thank you for sending them in. That was really, really cool.
Yeah,
also,
that's crazy.
What do you think it was?
I think it was a jabroni. Oh, the first one?
Yeah.
Ooh.
See, the Bigfoot, first that thing I'm thinking is dog man, because if they saw it was like a dog shape, like a big dog, I'm thinking dog man for sure, especially with like the eyes. But then again, that could be Bigfoot if he like stood up and just threw it over his shoulder. It's something really freaking strong.
Yeah, if it was like throwing a deer carcass or like a human carcass around like that.
Yeah, like imagine seeing a monster, first of all, but then seeing it throw a human carcass over
and staring and then like, not just the fact that you saw it and it was out there.
It saw
but
you.
But also, and it came to your house. It knows, like it found where you live.
Oh my God. That's what gets me is the, when it's at your house looking through your windows. Oh,
I did see a video on TikTok and it was, I was going to send it to you guys, but I never did because I was just like, but it was,
you're like, what?
It was the perfect example of what I try to tell you guys what I would do if I saw a demon in the physical form. boy. This guy.
Here we go.
It's from security cam footage. His two dogs are in the front yard, and this coyote comes up and just fucking goes at one of these dogs, right? This man comes busting out the front door.
I think I remember this video.
Grabs this coyote, lifts it up in the fucking air, power bombs it, gets on top of the coyote and starts pounding this coyote. Just boom, boom. I'm like,
sir,
see, that's what I would do if there was a demon sucking on my toes. Just gonna grab it, slam it, pound it, pound it, pound it.
If the demon's the size of a coyote, sure.
That's what, yeah. I'm like,
but it doesn't matter what size it is.
10-foot tall demon the size of like fucking a Shaquille O'Neal demon coming. Of course, I'm not going to be able to tackle it or anything.
Okay.
But I'm going to give it what for.
I don't believe this.
I'm going to give it what for. I'm not going to just let this giant demon just do what it wants. I'm going to give it something.
Although, in the kidney.
You put up a little fight.
Yeah. He's going to win.
Yeah, maybe he likes
but
that.
Okay, I'm glad that you're recognizing that
part. Next time he just goes into some random dude person's fucking
we're making
bedroom,
steps.
Yeah,
they're going to think twice.
As long as you're admitting that there's no chance of winning, but you're going to put up a fight against a demon.
If a demon's the size of Shaquille O'Neal, I stand no chance.
What if he's the size of you? Same size.
I think I got a shot.
It's like,
but he's magical.
Yeah, dude, he's like a physical shadow.
He's not, listen, the amount of... Did you ever see the video game Final Fight?
Yeah.
We were with Hagar.
Sure.
You're on the streets and you're just spinning in circles. The amount of flurry that's going to be coming at this demon, he's not going to have time to be like, which magic thing am I going to use? Because he's not going to be able to think
straight. He's already
going to
be using it before you
even
start.
He's going to be like, holy crap, normally they're scared in the corner. This guy, he's just come. I don't know which magic power am I going to use. I don't know what. Ow, quit. Oh my God.
I can just hear it too. It's like, yeah. You're just low kicking and like punching him in the head.
Finish him.
Finish him.
K.O.
Swore you could.
Oh, my God. Stupid.
Sonic boom.
No, dude. I'm not buying it. I'm sorry.
Uppercut.
I'm not buying that.
Uppercut.
You're going to be spinning and then doing the
Oh, yeah. Chun-Li?
Yeah.
Is it kickers? Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's what she does.
Yeah, dude.
And she just Speaking of video games.
I just reach over and grab my fleshlights and start doing this like Baraka and Mortal Kombat.
Did you say fleshlights?
How many fleshlights do you have?
Flashlights or fleshlights? You said fleshlights.
Flinging all around.
Guys, let's talk about movies.
Oh, wait, before. We were talking about games. I just want to say, hold on. Have you guys watched Fallout yet?
No, yet. But it looks really scary.
I've watched.
Is it good?
I watched the whole season. There's 8 episodes, around an hour apiece. If I have good news, if you're a Fallout fan, it's pretty good. If
does
you're
it follow
not
the game?
No, but yes.
Okay.
It's an original story, so it can't follow the game because it's one of the games like Dungeons and Dragons where you make a new character. Mm. You don't really fill the shoes, and so it's an original story and you follow main characters and stuff. But everything looks damn good. It looks just like the game. I mean, they're really doing a lot of little detail stuff. They've even teased stuff. If you're more of a Fallout fan like me, then you'll know it's really really cool. It's gory. It's got a lot of good violence. The effects are really
dope. Is it post-apocalyptic? Is that what the
whole point of the show is? The nuclear fallout. Yeah, but oh my God, there's twists and turns, and there's government involvement and betrayal and the show is just crazy human nature.
Chill out, comments. I already know what you're gonna be saying.
What?
Because she just asked if it's post-apocalyptic. I already see the comments it's called Fallout.
Man, stupid.
Guess what? Guess what? You can fall out my ass.
Yeah, fall out of her ass.
Nice.
You guys were in sync with that. Chaos.
Yeah. You go and then I'll do you. Okay. Yeah. You suck. Shut up.
I don't play that video game.
Yeah, why would
she
know that?
For anyone who doesn't know what Fallout is, they gotta know.
It's so funny right now because on TikTok, your Brandy Melville video is blowing up, and on Instagram, my Kurt Russell video is blowing
it's
up. And it's every comment on the Kurt Russell video is, God, can she just shut up and let him tell the story? And on the TikTok, it's, God, can they just shut up and let her tell her story?
So funny.
Welcome to Scaredy Cast. We just all interrupt each other.
We're trying to be better.
No, but you know what? I'm going to defend you guys because when in that video, in the Brandon Mill, you guys are just reacting to what I'm saying. Like, you're not interrupting me and then like going in like a completely different, like, you know what I mean? Like, right. You're just like, yeah. It's just having a conversation.
Yeah. It's not in a way of like, I'm taking over the conversation because I'm done with what you're saying.
But I will say, I do appreciate all the ladies coming to my defense, but
it's not needed. Single lady.
Okay. I know we have a lot of video, a lot of movies, but we have to give a little review of our post International Horror and Sci-Fi Film Festival. We saw some absolutely amazing.
Yeah.
So Tony and I went and saw some shorts, horror shorts, the first day that we went. And Wait For It. Do you want to talk about? That's what it's called. It's called Wait For It. Oh. I'm not saying Wait For It.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Confusing, I know. It was really cool. And it was, I'll let you talk about it.
I'm not prepared to talk about this.
Oh. Okay. Well, okay. So Wait For It. if you are a fan of Scaredy Cast, you might have already kind of seen a little thing. You know that we love Nathan Basil. Mm-hmm. We love,
Behind the Mask, The Rise of Leslie
Behind
Vernon.
The Mask, yes. And so this has a little surprise ending at the end. Throughout the short, it's following a girl who survived. It was like a main girl survived, like an attack or something, is what you get from it. And then at the very end, she gets delivered a DVD and she's like, oh, I've been waiting for this forever. It's the sequel. It's like a sequel to one of my favorite movies. And you find out that it was Nathan Basil that delivered the movie. Oh. So we'll let you put two and two together.
I want Nathan Basil to deliver me movies.
Well, he can, and he can deliver you movies too on June 14th.
15th.
June 15th.
What's happening on June 15th?
June 15th, Ghost Light Theater. We're going to have a live show. Nathan Basil himself is going to be there, and he is amazing. He's so fun. You can get tickets at scaredycast.com. Get them before they sell out. It's going to be amazing. And we're going to have some like improv actors acting out some stories that we have for them.
Nice, nice. So it's going to be fun. I'm going to do a quick review because we don't have too much time left, but also it's one that you reminded me of. It was the Creep movies.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Dude,
Creep on Netflix. Creep 1 and 2.
If you guys, I'm gonna look right directly at you. Listen to me. Whether you like horror or suspense or whatever, or you like movies that just make you feel stuff, please do yourself a favor. Is it Mark Duplass? I don't know how to say his last name. This man has created something so beautiful. In this film, both of them. The movies are called Creep and Creep 2. Excellent, excellent films. Perfectly acted.
Scary.
Creepy, man. Just to the T, this guy makes you feel uncomfortable and it in the best ways. And it's just, I love talking about these movies. Creep 1 and 2, Mark Duplass, I love you. You are so freaking good in these.
Dude, I would put his character in those movies like up there.
Dude.
Like with like horror icon characters. Like,
yes, especially after the second one. And then he did like a rom-com movie after that. And I was like, he can go from that to rom-com and he nails it.
Mm-hmm.
That man is a legend. Creep 1 or just Creep and Creep 2 on Netflix. You guys got to go check them out. And I would love to watch Kelsey's live reaction to this movie.
Maybe we should do a live like watch along.
Ooh, I would love that.
We've had some asks if we're ever going to do like commentary or like a live reaction videos.
This is like the perfect movie where you just like you like grab your you go fetal up on your couch and go ooh in certain points because it is just like ooh uncomfy. I love it. It's so good. So good.
Okay, I might have to do that. My cousin is moving with me soon, and then I want to set up a, like you were saying, like streaming like thing or whatever. So
your baby
somewhere,
cousin?
Not my baby cousin.
Oh.
We're 3 months apart. She's older than me. Old ass. But another amazing movie that we saw at the International Horror and Sci-Fi Film Festival, Brian and I went to it.
Yes.
Queen of Bones.
Dude, this movie was so sick. Good. I really, really liked it.
It's set in this small town. There's a father with his two children. You find out, obviously, that the mom died. She died giving birth to them. And he is definitely a character. Like, he's super religious. Mm-hmm. You don't ever, like, you're like, which way is he going? Is he a bad guy? Mm-hmm. Is he just really strict? All these things. And these girl are the two children, are a son and a daughter, and they're starting to learn more about their mom. They're seeing all these weird things in the forest. And then she is like learning that she can have has like these powers.
It doesn't get like super wild and magic-y. Mm-mm. So don't like, I was kind of worried about that, that it was going to get real ridiculous, but it's not at all. One thing I wanted to mention is like, with this movie, it's like totally like you're following the kids this whole story, and they start asking questions. Mm-hmm. And then you start realizing like, oh, wait a minute, because the dad changes his story every time they ask.
Martin Freeman, right?
Yeah. From Hitchhiker's Guide, right?
I don't know if he's in that. I thought
he was like the main
guy. He's in Hobbit.
Oh, you never seen it?
He's Bilbo in the Hobbit movies.
I didn't even put two and two together.
He's in the Black Panther.
Wow.
Yeah, he's the one that steals the ring at the end, or keeps it and lies to Gandalf.
Yeah.
I hate him because of that. Idiot. You lied to Gandalf. What the hell's wrong with you?
He's in some zombie movie that I keep, like anytime I'm looking for something to watch, it pops up. And I'm always like, don't want to watch this. And I'm like, I don't know.
Remember
what
it is?
Let me look up the name of it, but I think it's basically about it's during like a zombie breakout. Mm-hmm. And he has a baby and he's been bitten.
The baby's been bitten?
He has been bitten.
By the baby.
So he's trying to like find a place to leave the baby before he turns into a zombie. Dang.
So he's trying to keep the baby safe.
I think that's what it's about.
Wait a minute. I saw a movie just like that and it was really good, but it was no big actors. Holy crap. I have got to remember this movie.
Maybe it was that movie.
Maybe someone can help me if they're listening. If anybody that's seen this movie is listening, it might know. But this guy is like turning and he's trying to keep his child alive. It is like, it's like
that's
Africa
crazy.
Or
it's
something.
Called Cargo. I think it's on Netflix.
Can I see that?
I think you're talking about the same movie.
It is him. Oh, I love this movie. Yeah. That's funny how we do that.
You've seen it?
I saw that years ago. I thought it was so freaking good.
All right, maybe I'll watch it.
He's like, there's this movie that is exactly like this.
What you're saying.
T for T, but it's not the same movie.
I don't remember him being the main actor, but I liked the movie.
Very versatile.
It was really good.
But yeah, so we just want to give a huge shout out to International Horror and Sci-Fi Film Festival, Phoenix Film Festival for having us out there. And just, there's so much talent. Stuff like this like really makes you appreciate like how much talent there is out there, like not just the actors, but like the everyone that goes into make these movies. And it is so much work. You really have to like, we after one of the screenings, there was actors and the director and stuff from Universe 25, which was also a great horror short, and they're trying to get it into make it into a feature film, obviously, which is why they're doing the circuit. And the main actress, who is phenomenal, not only is she like absolutely gorgeous, but so talented. She stole every scene. She was absolutely incredible. But she said in order to like help fund this, she like went into some competition where you had to have your hand on this Tesla for the longest time to be able to win it. She wins it, turns around, sells it. To help fund that movie.
What the hell? That's like, what I always
that's
said.
That's
the
stuff that people like, when people are like, man, I wish I could do what you do or whatever. It's like, that's the kind of stuff, which obviously that's like a crazy example, but they don't see the grind of like working till 3 o'clock in the morning or like quick trips, like from like LA to Phoenix, just to maybe have talked to five people off. Like, you know what I mean? Like that's the shit. And the like, grind. I think that is what is so cool about supporting local and being able to support these artists from all around the world. And just shout out to everyone there and for hosting us and to Monty. Sure. Man, I miss Monty there. I wish we could have been able to see him. But thank you so much for having us. We hope to come back next year.
And I just real quick too, I want to say like seeing these movies that are like new horror, I'm not impressed by. Like I just think a lot of movies are samey and stupid. And the only ones that really make it big in theaters are like the teenage summer ones. You know what I mean? Like the ones that come out every year, the Final Destination kind of things or something like that. You know, where it's just like. Meh, it's not maybe bad, but it's not great. But seeing like, oh my God, there's potential. Look at these people and they're incredible films and they're not big time directors yet. So it's like, there's hope for the future.
And they're like such original stories. You had a great point after too, that you're like, these are like original. They're not like remakes. Like they're very original. Like they're shot right. so well, so beautifully
Which is
done.
Why I mean, like, it's nice to see original content and not just a sequel that's 30 years, like, just, you know, in the past or whatever.
Halloween 20.
Yeah.
Fast and the Furious.
There ain't nothing wrong with those movies. You leave Halloween's alone, you leave Jason alone, you leave Fast and Furious alone.
I do like those. I gave bad examples.
Just keep them going,
Jason,
man.
What's a, goes to Mardi Gras.
Oh, my God. That would Where's be incredible. So, but Jason's just standing there and they come put beads on him and shit. And
There's
he's just like
titties. Like,
he's
like,
and he's just cutting them up.
Cutting the nips.
You'd love that.
I would love that.
Jason goes to New Orleans.
Just send Jason everywhere.
Yeah. He's like covered in powdered sugar. He like has a beignet and then he's like covered in powdered sugar.
It's like Jason goes to Paris and it's just like him like getting all cultured and
the French.
The French
are just like hurting his feelings left and right because they're so
mean. I
can't
tell you how much I love Jason Takes Manhattan. Like, oh my God.
Even though
it
doesn't.
It's super, super. It's like.
So bad.
Just the part when like the punks are listening to their boombox and Jason just kicks the shit out of it and just walking by. It's just so fucking good.
Oh man.
I love it. Take our horror characters and put them in silly situations, please. Like
every time.
Who
every
put
time?
That up?
Me.
She Come knows. On, cows.
Why? It's not.
You got to put your back ever, into it.
It's not ever this. Is that always the same one, or is it? It's always a different one behind me that always
it's
falls.
It's always you. You always just gotta. You gotta really stick.
Do we have an ad to read?
We do.
Should I go do that? Should I go fix, yeah, go the, fix wall?
That
wall?
I'm gonna fix the wall. Reads go ahead, do
that. So we want to give a shout out to Bad Hand Books.
Bad Hand Books.
All right. So as we all know, we live in divided times. We're fueled by misinformation. We retreat inside ideological bubbles. We no longer trust each other. We've forgotten what holds us together. We're more dangerous than ever. So a new anthology of original fiction coming in November from Bad Hand Books and co-edited by Bram Stoker Award winners Doug Morano and Michael Bailey explores the consequences. It's Long Division, stories of social decay, societal collapse, and bad manners. What a title. That's amazing.
Bang.
I love that. It's featuring an all-star lineup, including Chuck Palahniuk?
From Fight Club.
From Fight Club. Zoya Stage, Baby Teeth, Clay McLeod Chapman from What Kind of Mother, and Eric LaRocca. Things have gotten worse since we last spoke, and many, many more. You can pre-order it now at Amazon or directly at badhandbooks.com. Speaking of talent, I mean, we know, I mean, you know what it's like. You're writing a book right now. We have an amazing yeah, friend, sort of. Gabrielle, who just like put out a book.
I feel so ashamed. I would never compare my book to hers.
But you know, it's like, it's a different way to be able to explore. I think like there's nothing quite like getting lost in a book. You know what I mean? Like, and being able to like use your own imagination instead of like, obviously, you know, films and, you know, series and things like that are amazing. And like have your own kind of, things, but it's like being able to imagine this stuff and especially scary books.
Ooh. Yeah. Dang. Well, I think that's the difference between like consuming and creating. Mm. So like some people are like, even if I'm like in a mood where
it's
I'm like
veg out,
I don't want to think. I want to consume. Just let me sit here and do nothing and let me just receive. So it's like, I just want to watch something stupid. I don't want to think. I don't want to have to like analyze. Like, no. And then there's other times where it's like, oh shit, like I got to create. And I can't believe it. To see that these original ideas come to fruition and just how well, like, it blows me away. I wish I was good at anything as they are at, like, doing these things.
Absolutely.
You know, these films, like, anything, whether it's freaking authors, musicians. Mangy Bones just dropped the new freaking album, the official band of Scaredy Cast. Go check out Mangy Bones, too. Those guys have been working hard.
They just put out their first, like, full-length album.
Yep.
Totally self-produced
it. That's incredible.
They had a bunch of little songs and EP out, and then they finally were just like, we're cranking out a full album.
If you don't know Mangy Bones, you're about to.
Yeah, so check out Mangy Bones. But, yeah.
Mangy Bones does, they do all the music for our show, so all the little jingles you hear for the intro and into every segment we do, that's all Mangy Bones produced music that they did just for us.
Bonies.
And I don't know. I'm going to buy some merch because they're dropping some new merch soon. And
cat one.
Yeah.
Cute.
Well, maybe we could. They don't know this yet, but maybe we could do a little collab with them. Maybe work on something with that. Maybe a little cactus cat action with the Mangy Bones.
I like it.
Maybe. Anyways, thank you all for listening and supporting us. Yeah. Freaking This is a good show. We had lots of cool stuff to talk about.
Can I do my movie reviews now?
No.
We're Jesus gonna fucking Christ.
Wow. You know what's funny? You told us not to cuss, and you're the only person that said the F word.
I haven't cussed at all today.
Same. And he said it like four times now.
I actually didn't cuss. I said ass.
Why are you so mad?
I can't help
it. You know why I'm looking wrong at the time? It's because we didn't reset it. So I was thinking we were already over our time. Go ahead, Tony. You can talk about your movie before we go. Hey, look, if anybody's still here, Tony's going to give a review.
I watched Horror in the High Desert 2.
I want to know about this.
Very right. Scary.
Scarier than the first one?
For me, yes. But that's just because anytime I'm watching one of those type of movies and then it switches over to the found footage where it's like, and this is what was found, and then it goes found footage, I'm immediately scared. So that happens a lot in this movie. There's a lot more found footage stuff going on.
Oh,
It kind of ties into the first one.
Okay.
But basically this is a new set of people who have been, one was found murdered, the other's gone missing. Mystery abound. They find some footage of this weird, creepy guy.
Same one from the first one.
It's just, dude. Like,
so, dude, I don't want to say that movie scarred me, but it impacted me.
It's only an hour and 15 minutes long.
Damn. Right to it.
So, yeah, you can jump right to it.
Dude, it's not often. I watch tons and tons of movies, and it's not often that they stick with me. Mm-hmm. For some reason, there's just something about, I think it's because like that's one of my greatest fears is like when you're in the complete wilderness.
Oh yeah,
and you
I'm
just
not surviving.
Stumble upon, dude. In the
I'm dying immediately.
Dude, right? And the noise that was coming out of that freaking like shack, and then just to see him staring at him in the dude. Oh, that is just like so pure nightmare fuel. I should watch this.
Didn't they announce
really
that there's going to be a third one too?
There's supposed to be like five.
I was going to say, I think there's like five or six coming out.
That's amazing. You know what? Found footage done right is some of the scary, like it's probably the scariest genre,
I'm
honestly.
I'm a sucker
like,
for good found footage. In fact, Creep 1 and 2 are made very much in the found footage or like, you know, home video. That's one of the things that makes it so damn good. You just like got to see Creep 1 and 2. But yeah, love found footage. Love, love, love found footage movies.
Get ready.
I love it.
Over on TikTok, there's a TikToker. His name is, his TikTok's name is Scare Pear.
Oh.
But he's watching.
P-E-A-R? Like the fruit?
P-A-I-R.
Okay.
But he's watching every new horror movie that comes out this year.
Every new horror movie. How? That's impossible.
Like every streaming service too?
Yes.
How?
That's a
damn.
It doesn't matter.
Okay.
Just know that.
Scare Pear, I have some questions.
He came in there. He's like, I just watched like a contender for the best horror movie of the year. And it's on Tubi.
Tubi.
So I'm like,
what?
You're like, please.
What? Free with Tubi. That. Tubi.
Wait, this is the one you were like, Brian, Kelsey, you need to watch this.
Yes.
Wait, what?
It's called Low Lifes.
Oh, yeah.
And it's on Tubi. It's a Tubi original.
Damn. Tubi OG?
Oh, shit.
I think it was maybe last week or a couple weeks ago where I might have said, you know, like I haven't seen like a horror movie that's really stuck with me since Barbarian.
Yeah.
This did it.
This is a level of Barbarian?
Dude.
That's crazy.
This movie starts off. It immediately starts off and you're like, all right, I know what's going to happen here. The fuck you do?
Psych. Yeah, I love it. It's like Cabin in the Woods.
What's it about?
All I'll say is it's a family. They're on a trip in their RV. They run out of gas. They have to stay the night at some stranger's house.
Is it like Hills Have Eyes type stuff?
That's all I'm going to say.
Nice.
Yo,
it's a family.
That movie fucks me up.
They're in an RV, run out of gas. They got to stay the night at some stranger's house. It's on Tubi, which means it's free. So.
Ooh, I might. Ooh.
Have you guys ever run out of gas?
I'm,
almost.
Ever?
Oh, actually, yes, I have.
Huh. Sorry. I was just thinking about that.
Yeah.
You ever been like, just I'm out of gas in the middle of nowhere? Like,
wait,
I don't know
a story about
that
this, but I want you to finish.
I don't even remember what I was going to say.
Oh, okay, sorry, it's free on Tubi. What would you rate it?
5 out of 5.
Dang. He was literally texting us like, yo, you guys need to watch this. This is like, you said the same thing. You were like, I think this might be like the best horror movie.
As of right now, it is the best horror movie of the year.
Dang.
I know it's only April.
I mean, we're almost halfway through the year.
Huge. We still got a ways to go. Huge. You know, there's a lot still coming out. But as of right now, yeah.
There is a lot of horror films that are coming soon.
There's a movie dropping tomorrow I want to see on Shudder called Infested.
Ooh.
Oh, the spider.
It's a spider movie. Oh, no. Can't wait for that. But yeah, dude, Low Life's on Tubi. Holy crap.
All right.
Like, you ain't ready.
Is it like scary or like suspenseful? How would you characterize it?
It's definitely suspenseful.
Okay.
Nothing. There's no like.
You like your heart beating?
I screamed a lot.
What?
Like, not scared, but like, oh, like that kind of shit. It was like that. Yeah.
I bet my neighbors think I'm so crazy when I like watch video, like movies like that. And I'm like, when I was watching Saltburn, I literally was like, no, shut. I was screaming. I was like, shut the fuck up. Why? I was like.
Or when you do that. Well, and you do really, really loud when you like panic.
Oh, God. Okay. Low Life's. All yeah. right. I'm going to have to check
Tubi.
It out.
Dude, everybody okay. watch it. Report back.
Oh, homework. This is a book report.
Report back to us.
I expect a full
Professor Tony
report on the desk by Monday.
That's all I got.
But yes, I have run out of gas before. And then it was, I just have a funny story.
I did run out of gas too. And this guy pulled over and he's like, do you need a ride? I'm like, yep. He's like, hop in. I'm like, all right.
Wait. No, I'm saying like middle of nowhere. I'm not saying like someone helped you get out and push.
Almost.
Like, no, you're in the middle of the city. I'm saying like, who just drives out somewhere and then just goes, bloop, 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 bloop. And you're like, yeah, well, shit.
I did. I got a flat tire on my way to Vegas.
Oh.
Okay.
I was on my way to Vegas to go see the Freddie and Jason weigh-in.
What's that? What do you mean?
When Freddie versus UFC? Jason came out.
Oh.
They did like a weigh-in in Vegas.
That's with so the cool.
actual
with them oh, and it was so Robert cool. Englund in his makeup and
Jason.
Not Kane Hodder, but
yeah, whoever was Jason at that time.
And they were Freddie and Jason. They were on like a stage in Vegas at the casino. Michael Buffer was there, like talking and shit. Whoa.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Is that like Bruce Buffer's son? Brother?
His brother.
Brother. That's funny. They do the same thing.
But they did like an actual like boxing type weigh in with them and shit. It was really funny.
Hilarious.
And then they said they were going to show the movie afterwards, but they never did.
It's kind false of advertisement.
Lame, dude. Yeah. What's your story about being lost?
Abandoned. This was in college or shortly after. Me and my best friend were driving to California to like in my car, which you guys know my car, but it was a little bit better back then. This was like 10 years ago. But her little niece wanted to come with us. And I think she was like 7 or 8 at the time. Who trusted us to take this child interstate? I don't know.
What were you guys going to do in California?
Oh, we're staying with her sister. Like she's.
Oh, so obviously this. Nothing crazy. If no, a child's so
yeah.
coming with.
Yeah, we're going to go. Well, me and her, obviously, like we partied and stuff. But there was this huge accident and the 10 where there's like nothing was completely closed. And I think I had like a little less than half of a tank, but they totally direct, like rerouted you. Mm-hmm. I'm not kidding. This was like Hills Have Eyes shit. We didn't see like, so a lot of people just stayed and waited till they cleared out. But I'm like, I can't, it's 110 degrees outside. I have this child. And so we're like with our windows down, it's like super hot. I don't see like, we don't see any sign of life. And I'm like, I don't know where, and this is like really before like GPS and out there, like you're not like getting a signal. Like, you know what I mean? So we're not able to like see where the next gas station is. Mm-hmm. I really thought I'm like, we're going to die. And like me and Christina are like looking at each other, like trying not to freak like poor little Michaela out. And she's like, are we okay? And she's like, I'm hot. We're like, take off your shirt. And so I'm like, we're so sorry. We're like, okay, like drink some water. No. But like, that was like the closest that I thought. I was like, oh my God, like if we break down out here, we're gone. We're done.
So what happened? Did you just...
We eventually found like a gas station, but it was like in the nick of time. I was like on empty. Wow. It was crazy. And it took like an extra 3 hours to get there. It was awful.
I think it was like my mom and dad's first date, but like he, his like blazer broke down or some shit.
What a first date.
It was bad. Or he got it stuck in the mud and had to get fished out by his friend. Like the worst story. And my mom like doesn't even like telling it. She's like, that was just like a terrible day.
How...
He also had a sticker on the back of his blazer that said no fat chicks. And I thought that was like, I was like, that's dumb as hell. I thought that was just a joke, but that shit was real.
That was.
I seen a picture of him from like the 80s, 90s. I was like, I Dad, this, you had a no fat chick sticker? He was like, huh, yeah. I was like, damn, you such a hoss.
That's a hoss move.
Dude, my dad's so cool. Do you guys want to go to Red Lobster with my dad?
Yeah.
Yes.
Fuck yeah.
Thanks
I cussed, sorry.
Thanks for listening to ScaredyCast, everybody.
Thank you guys so much for tuning in. Make sure to go to ScaredyCast.com. Get your tickets for our live show. We have a lot of awesome stuff. Oh, and then make sure we will see you at Evil Izzy's Haunted Emporium. Saturday, May 4th, grand opening. You can win. Shout out to Bad Hand Books. And shout out to you guys. Thank you so much for allowing us to do what we do.
Yeah.
And entertain you. Kind of, sort of, sometimes.
Shout out to Zeke.
Shout out to Zeke
for putting up with us.
Yeah.
And sorry for whatever I do, because I'm bound to do something
ahead of time.
Yeah.
See you right here next time.
Goodbye.